May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated, and if the kids would indulge me, you can come and sit up there by me. I know there's only a few, but if you absolutely don't want to, you don't have to. I'll just sit here and cry. Poor me. Kelly doesn't want to come up? No? It's okay. You guys are great. I shouldn't be adults coming up to you. Yeah, sit down. I might not really get back up. There's no big questions, Kelly. It won't be hard. I'm going to read the story. All right. Now, we've heard today in 1 Corinthians about the body. Okay, now we know we have lots of members of our bodies, right? Okay. And we're going to pretend this is the whole body. But the story I have is a little bit of a twist. It's not about the body, but let's see if you can figure it out, okay? All of us, not just these two brave young men here. Okay? On a farm, in the heart of India, there lived a farmer with his wife. They were rather poor, but earned their living by collecting milk from all the farms in the area to sell it on the market in the city. One day, like all other days, the farmer set off to work. He fed the oxen and attached them to the cart. Everything seemed to be working smoothly until the front wheel started to speak. You know, the big wheel, the front wheel. I am so great. Look how well I'm made. The best iron bars have been used to shape my wonderful round frame. The wood is still in brilliant condition after so many rides, and see what a beautiful pattern I make in the earth as I roll. Without me, the whole cart would not be able to move an inch. Sound a little arrogant, don't you think? Yes, okay, good. You are terribly vain, dear wheel, called one of the wooden planks. Without us, there would be no cart. We planks are holding the whole cart together, keep the milk from falling off, and offer our farmer even a place to sit. Well, maybe, said the wheel, because that was kind of a good point. But after all, I and my three wheel brothers are the most important part of this cart. Are you sure? Spoke a little voice, some little voices from behind. Who is talking? The wheel replied, pretending not to have heard it. It's me, the screws. The little screws? The wheel asked, and then he started to laugh. He burst out in laughter. You out of all parts? Huh, you are so tiny. We can barely even see you. You are really not important at all. You are not even moving. You just sit there with your wolf friends and do nothing, nothing at all. We wheels, we work hard, turning day in, day out, carrying you lot through the fields and the forest. But a tiny little screw like you, you should not even talk. Well, those were very harsh words coming from the wheel. Luckily, they did not make the little screws angry. But suddenly, there was a problem, because at the next curve, it was a tight curve, and when all those heavy milk cans started to turn, they leaned against the wooden planks. Well, the screws started to loosen, because the farmer hadn't quite tightened them enough. So the screws tried really hard to hold on for the farmer and the rest of the cart. But the cart at that point wasn't working together. After some time, the screws had finally twisted around so much that sadly they fell out and fell into the ground, into the grass, with no sound at all. At that very moment, the two planks that had been attached to each other through the tiny screws helping them, they became loose and they gave way. into the heavy load of the milk cans. So one milk can after another, guess what happened? It rolled off the planks and rolled off the cart, and it hit all of them, hit the ground with terrible noise. Then the planks loosened more and more and more until the wooden planks started to crack, and the entire cart collapsed all in itself. The farmer started looking around in shock, but it was too late. He was thrown to the ground, out of the cart, but he landed in a poppy field nearby, so the farmer wasn't hurt. But, goodness, what happened? The farmer shouted. The planks and the wheels and the milk cans, they lay scattered all over the path. So he took off his hat and he scratched his head. Well, how am I going to get this mess together again? He did not know what to do. Well, it didn't take long to align the wheels and put the frame back into place, but there was something missing to keep all of it together. Where are all those tiny screws and bolts? The farmer shouted out and started looking for the little silver parts, the little screws. Well, he searched for hours and hours, combing every little tiny bit of grass. But finally, he found all the screws. Thank God, he said, picking up the last screw from the ground. Without you, I would never be able to put my cart together. When the sun started to set, the cart was finally rebuilt, and the farmer was able to return home safely. The wheel had been thinking, because he had some time to think about it, because the farmer was trying to fix the cart and find the screws. And suddenly he realized that he kind of needed to apologize. So the wheel said, I was foolish. I was boasting and showed off how great I am, when really, all of you are needed as much as I am. We are all needed just as much, but only as a whole, all of us together, can we make the cart work. Everyone is needed. And now I can see that even the smallest screws are as needed as I am and the rest of us. So the screws, the bolts, the planks, the milk cans, all the parts began to feel really happy because the wheel had come to his senses. And from that day on, the dear farmer never had any trouble with his cart ever again. So what do you think is the point of that story? Good. Any other points? You can't think of? Do you think that the wheel was the best, or the screw was the best, or they were all needed even though they did different jobs? What do you think? They were all needed, that's right. And that part, working together, is the same as the body of Christ. All of us are Christ's body here on earth because he's in heaven and his presence is here, but he needs us to be his hands and his feet, his eyes and his toes. He needs us to do his work on earth because he's not physically here. Where is he? Right? So Jesus needs all of us to build up his church. And what does that mean? We're not supposed to fight. We're to encourage each other. Encourage each other. Work together. Work together really well. Love each other. Have patience. And understand that each and every one of us has a job, and we're to do it. Now, one more thing, and then I'm going to end. Let's think of it this way. In the church, the body of Christ, and everybody can answer and help these two brave kids out. Is the Sunday school superintendent, or the Sunday school teachers, or the vestry, or the webmaster, are they the most important? No. How about the treasurer, or the verger, or the deacon? Are they most important? No. How about the priest, or the musician, or the children, or the choir? Are they most important? No. How about the readers, the acolytes, the ushers, the altar guild, the counters, the coffee hour people? Are they most important? No. How about the people or the people who send out cards, or people who pray through the prayer list, or people who do flower ministry, are they more important? No. All of these are important because all of these are done, we're working together for Jesus. So, in the collect, it tells us, and in this story, it tells us, and in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that we're supposed to understand, even Nehemiah, that the people need to understand. And what do we need to understand? God's will for each and every one of us. So we're to realize God's will in our life. And both definitions, what are the two definitions? I realize that there are people in the congregation. So what does that mean? That I what? I know that there are people out there. Do you know that there are people out there? How about people? There are people behind us. So we realize that. We know about that. We realize we're supposed to go to church on Sunday, right? Because we know that. Okay? Now, we realize, we know, and understand that we're to love God because He loves us. And then one more definition out of realize, and this is very important for the Lord. It helps us to do His will and to do His work. If I realize what God wants me to do in my life, and if you guys realize what God wants you to do in your life, and everybody in the congregation, whether they're here or not, if they realize, if all of us realize what God wants us to do in our life, realizing also means not only to understand, but to actually do it. I realized that God wanted me to do the sermon this morning. So I understood it, worked on it, and I've done it. And all of us here have done little jobs for Jesus this week. And if maybe we didn't, next week we'll work harder at realizing and understanding that we do it together, and we do it for who? There you go. Good job. All right. Thank you, guys. You're very brave.